Well, we're looking at the highest inflation rates in 40 years. I just passed by the gas station that I normally pump up and fill up, and it was up to $4.76. Am I concerned about money? Yeah, of course we are. We're all concerned about money. Everything is costing more. The grocery store, energy costs, whatever it might be, clothing. And there's a new study out that says that Americans are more stressed than ever about money. That doesn't surprise me. NBC News Radio national correspondent Rory O'Neill explains why we're stressed out. I mean, it doesn't surprise me that anybody put together this study. Good morning, Rory. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. Good morning. Yeah, this is from the American Psychological Association. They've been doing the study for the past couple of years during COVID, sort of looking at stress levels and how we're coping with it. And now 87% say inflation and the rising costs of everyday goods are driving their stress. So I guess the message is you're not alone.
Can't believe how much gas has gone up in the last week. It's almost like it's gone up 10 cents every night. Every time I pass by a filling station and see where it is, I just passed by one of the gas pumps this morning. It was like $4.76. So I would imagine, I'm just guessing, by Memorial Day for regular gas, I know the people who are putting high test and the high powered fuel into their cars, they're paying over $5 now. Of course, California's got over $6, which is crazy stuff. It's going to be $5 by Memorial Day, probably something we've never seen. And for the first time, I was reading this morning, Rory, for the first time, every state in the country has gas prices over $4 for the first time ever.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. But, you know, this is my little quirk on this issue, because you said it right there. You drove past the gas station this morning and saw it at this price. It's because we see the dollar amount constantly. We may only stop once a week, but we drive by, we see the sign for the gate. We'll probably drive past 10 gas stations on our commutes, right? And you just see the price over and over and over, which only going to stop and fill up probably once a week. So I think that's a psychological effect of those high gas prices, more so than what it actually costs.
Obviously, people are stressed out with financial stuff, trying to pay their bills, and they're finding it difficult as to which bill they're going to pay. Keep the lights on, keep the groceries coming in, whatever that might be, or the mortgage. What does the study say about kind of alleviating some of this stress? What do we do? Just chill out?
Pretty much drink less, actually, is one of the recommendations.
Yeah, right. I bet.
But there's a funny note on here I thought was also interesting. It said 87% feel like there's been a constant stream of crises without a break over the past 2 years.
Yeah.
And I think that's really what's in this. Not so much the gas prices went up 20 cents in the past 2 weeks or whatever, but it's just been this 2 years of constant drum beating. And, you know, they tell you the advice is, first of all, you know, if you can and you need to seek professional help, don't feel ashamed to go and ask for that help. And there are plenty of different resources out there to get professional help. And 80% of people who get professional help, they say it actually works for them. But, you know, the down-home stuff you can do is exactly what mom would have told you to do. Eat better, get a good night's sleep, try to have some regular exercise, just go out for a walk, unplug for a bit, and sort of take time to focus on de-stressing. Focus on not focusing, I guess, is at least, you know, take a little time to purposely set that aside and de-stress.
Well, I think you hit it right on the head there. Try to unplug. We're so connected to all the smart devices now with information overload that we're just constantly being bombarded by facts and figures all the time. You know, the other thing, the other thing, too, as you mentioned, over the last couple of years with COVID and everything, I mean, depression rates were up, suicide rates were up. People felt lonely. They felt they couldn't socialize. They lost connection with family and friends. And that's affecting people now as we come out of this. No, big time.
Right.
Big time.
And there's a lot of parents have a lot of anxiety about their kids,
yes,
especially their teenage kids and how they're getting through this, because, you know, maybe they didn't have a normal prom during this, or they didn't have a normal graduation out of high school, even college, and even younger kids as well. Are they socially developing as they should? Are they getting the right academic studies in that they need to have in order to succeed? So there's a lot of anxiety among parents about how well their kids are doing.